I love to watch people's facial expressions when I proudly state, I am single and loving it. The statement is initially met with mixed reviews. Then, after a brief pause, I say the final word, mostly. An inquisitive tilt of the head follows their chuckle. But before they can verbalize their question, I quickly respond, I'm just trying to be honest. I continue with a disclaimer appropriate to the audience, older or younger, married or single, men or women. Somewhere inside my head, I feel the need to justify the fact that I'm still single. The same spirit of disclaimer, constant caveats, and gentle apologies riddle the pages of most books written by singles on this topic, especially when written by single women. I have often found myself wishing the author would just say what she needs to say without adding the conditional statements acknowledging the other side of the argument. But then I realize that I do the same thing. The defensive or overly explanatory position from which many single and single again women must express themselves indicates one problem that I pray this book will address: a perceived lack of understanding or heartfelt love for single and single again women, especially inside the church. It is easy to get caught up in the secondary justifications and lengthy explanations when we are challenged to live out love toward others, especially when addressing the topic of singleness from a biblical perspective or in a church context. Yes, marriage is awesome and God ordained, but so is being single. What about Paul, Miriam, Nehemiah, Mary, Martha, and many other biblical examples of God's single servants? Yes, purity is a priority, and God wants to protect us from the repercussions of impurity. Yet He is also a God of redemption and forgiveness. Didn't Jesus say, quote, "May he who is without sin cast the first stone," end quote? Yes, the family is the lifeblood and the center of our churches. But family is not always defined as a husband, wife, and 2.5 kids. What of the single sister who feels called to foster, then adopt special needs children, for example? Yes, God hates divorce and the destruction it causes. But even God recognizes that it cannot always be avoided. How can we minister to children and single moms whose worlds have been turned upside down by the ravages of a divorce they never wanted in the first place? Do you have a story that feels less lovable or that you feel a constant need to defend? No matter the dynamics of his or her story, every single person, and not just the singles, wants to be heard, valued, understood, included, invited, and given the opportunity to serve. However, for anyone who feels marginalized, especially in our churches, this comes with a myriad of uphill battles and untold challenges. Through the pages of this book, I hope to facilitate a conversation that takes us back to the one single reason that truly motivates us all: love. Love for God and love for others. And if you struggle with loving yourself as a single or single again woman, I am especially speaking to you. So pull up a chair while I chat with my single girlfriends. Yes, I'm talking to you. Everyone is invited to have a seat at the table. I pray that through the stories shared and the scriptural insights offered on this topic, we will each come to know and be known by having a voice in the conversation.